Morning, Brad Davidson. How are you, mate?
Yeah, morning guys. How are we?
Yeah, going very well, mate. Not a great morning for Ben Curry up there in Queensland.
No, some more news out of the that saga yesterday, wasn't there? That he is arrested and charged with aggravated fraud there yesterday, facing allegations he sourced performance-enhancing substances through sources and dishonestly claimed the winnings. So he was arrested in his hometown of Toowoomba following that 14-month-long investigation by the Queensland Racing Crime Squad. And yeah, the police will allege that he engaged in systematic fraudulent behaviour between November 2016 and March 2019. So plenty to play out there. But yeah, Ben Curry, I watched a clip on social media this morning. The press were there once he came out of the police station there. And basically he was sort of saying he doesn't know what he's been arrested for, and yeah, doesn't even know what the charges are, to be honest, is what he said. So we'll see how it all plays out. But that was the latest in the ongoing saga there with Ben Curry up in Queensland.
And just on that too, Brad, not that I wish any further pain on Darren Weir down there in Victoria, but we still await for police to lay charges against Darren after a lengthy investigation. We saw those police raids on two of his properties.
Yeah, it's gone a little bit quiet, hasn't it?
Yeah, they just take a lot longer, don't they, obviously?
Yeah, exactly right. Haven't really heard much of what Darren's up to these days. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah, we'll wait and see if there's more to play out there.
Rachel King's been given the green light to return.
Yeah, a little bit of a setback with that broken ring finger, but given the all clear to return to track work tomorrow, I believe, and then back at race riding this weekend. So she's been in tremendous form of late. Had a couple of little setbacks of late with that collarbone and now this finger. But yeah, Rachel's given the all clear to be back. So yeah, expect to be back there at Rose Hill on the weekend.
What about, news fan.
Yeah,
off to the spelling pad. Kim War stable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been going well, this horse. It's been really ticking over and looked like it was about to get in the winner's stall. But I read a tweet there from Andrew Bensley yesterday suggesting just knocked its leg. So unfortunately, had to put it in the spelling paddock. So we'll have to wait a bit later to see Newsfan. I know a few punters would have been putting it in the black book this preparation, but you might just have to hold fire there. It's a bit of a break.
Yeah, are we expecting a heavy 10 today at Kensington?
Yeah, it'd be fascinating to see how the track actually does play. You know, there's a lot been made about this course and how good the drainage is. It gets a real test of that today. We are in the middle of winter and we've had a lot of rain. So I think it's just a fantastic thing that we're actually racing today. I think anywhere else in Sydney it would be under pressure, would probably be called off. So this is what this Kensington track does. Hopefully, you know, we can't expect much better than a heavy track, but hopefully it's a nice enough racing surface there all the same, because I do think there's a few bets there. I made the best each way race 7, number 7, the Party Girl, in the last there at around the $5 mark. She's been really good this preparation. A couple of runs back, she went second up off a slow tempo and came from the back and won well there. And I like the fact they're stepping out to 1550 here. She seems in previous preparations to be trained as a sprinter, but she's bred to get a mile and further. And the way she's racing, I think she'll get that today at $5. Next best race 2, number 1, Covert Operation for the Jason Coyle Yard. A first starter here. Expected to be last in the small field here, but it's only, I think, 6 runners. And I just love his galloping action at the trials. He just absolutely eats up the ground. And I think he'll just finish over the top of them here at around the $3.40 mark. And the other play there, race 3, number 1, Chapelco. Probably the one I'm least keen at 3. I just think he leads here. He's back from Saturday grade. No more excuses for him if he's going to win a race. It's a race like this, and around the $9.50 mark, you could have something on him as well.
Okay, so race 7, number 7, the Party Girl. Next best is race 2, number 1, Covert Operation. Then the other play is race 3, number 1. What odds we got there for Chapelco?
He's around the $9.50 mark.
$9.50. Yeah. So $4.80 the first one, the Party Girl. Then race 2, number 1, Covert Operation at $3.40. And then the other play is Chapelco at $9.50, race 3, number 1. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys.